to go see tomorrow.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys, it's your boys. I'm your host, D'Angelo. Why did I even have a visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
D'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better word. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what it do, y'all, and what's up? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are definitely here chilling at the Kicker Spot. Hey, how you doing? So anyhow, well, you guys, welcome to the Kicker Spot. We are going to have a blast tonight. You know, we're going to sip a little bit, drink a little bit, eat a little bit, and party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a party like it's your birthday. And you know what? Not for real, you guys. I'm sorry. You know how you have my little musical moments, but I'm back. Okay. But that was a good one. Remember that one, y'all? We're going to party like it's your birthday. Uh-oh. Okay, I'm by myself right now. Veronica is not feeling me at all. Well, happy Thursday, you guys. If you're here on the West Coast, today was a beautiful day. Indeed, it was. And so as we're winding down, let's go ahead and kick back, lay back, and enjoy the next couple of hours as we have fun here chilling at the Kicker Spot. If you have a chance, what I recommend you do really quickly is head over to T'Angelo.com and check out all the cool things in the world of T'Angelo. You also have the opportunity to click the banner that says Dot Magazine, for which yours truly, T'Angelo, was featured in Dot Magazine's business issue in a segment that they entitled Moguling is Hard to Do. And I'm your mogul, so that's what's up, you guys. So definitely head over to there, click the link, and purchase or order your copy of Dot Magazine today. And because you are a Kicker Spot listener, we have a special discount that they're giving us on the feature. So Dot Magazine, order here, click that, and we'll be well underway, okay? So that's what's up there. What else is going on? Oh, wrong button. Okay, so also while you're on the T'Angelo.com, you should head over to the section that says contact us and just put in your email address so we can add you to our email list. So you can always stay abreast in all things T'Angelo, you know, the happenings and the doings that I'm involved in and all that stuff. Okay, so again, go to T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.com. And you can put in, just go to the link, contact us, and hit us up with your email address so we can add you to our email list, okay? What else we got going on? Oh, also, I just want to take this moment to mention to all the people out there, Father's Day is approaching. I'm a major advocate for Father's Day. I feel like they give Mother's Day such a big parade and hoopla, and then the fathers of America just kind of get scraps thrown by the wayside. Well, Father's Day is quickly approaching. It is on the 17th of the month, so you want to get your mind together. A couple of weeks back, we did a show to help you all get your ideas together for Father's Day. Everything from wine tasting, and if he's a gadget freak, you know, some new gadgets, or perhaps just a nice evening with the family because he works so much out in the world. So a nice quiet day at the house could be great as well. So remember, Father's Day is coming up on the 17th of this month, and we want to make sure that, you know, the fathers feel appreciated, you know. So what will you do for your special someone? Now, this is going to be my take a moment. You know, I like to have a moment, where I like to kind of say or talk about whatever it is I want to talk about. And this evening, for my moment, I'm going to have to share with you one of the new hobbies that I have picked up along the way. Exercising, working out, going to the gym. Yeah. Okay, so recently, you guys, I'm going to level with you, okay? I'm going to just come out straight. I'm going to come out and say it. I've gained weight. Yeah. I can admit that. Some people happen to see me and say, Tiangelo, you look great. You look amazing. No, you don't need to. Okay, they're stroking me off. Clearly, I'm starting to look like a fat cow. I noticed that I'm getting a second chin. My stomach's starting to hang over the little belly button, the waist strap of the clothes and stuff. And them jeans I got into the last couple of years ain't quite fitting no more. I had to go and buy extra large the other day. Can you believe that? Extra large? Well, if you're extra large, not a problem, you guys. If you're extra large and you're heavier than me, that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But for myself, I just didn't prefer to go from a medium to an extra large. That's all I'm saying. So, anywho, I have recently found a super cool gym here in the community near me that has great rates, better than I've ever seen before. And I have been looking for a gym, trying to figure out, you know, I don't want to spend too much on it. You know, let's be, you know, mindful here. No Equinox, no Bally's just yet. You know, let me start out slow, work my way up. And then I found this nice facility, and they have the best rates ever. And they are a great facility as well. I must say, the way they designed the place is wonderful. But they have this bed, you guys. That's all I can say at first. It's called the Hydro Bed. OMG. So, and some of you may have seen in certain malls, they have these little beds where you would get in them, and they close you in as though you're getting a tan, but it actually just has water shoot on your body onto a plastic cover, so you feel the pressured water massaging all over your body, but you don't have to get wet. That's what this thing is. And I must say that I want to have an affair with the Hydro Bed. I do. If I ever have a partner and they want to treat me right, I'm going to just leave and go to the gym and had a Hydro Bed get me right together. Okay? I'm telling you, it was amazing. Matter of fact, I think my calf could use, because I'm a little tight. I went to the gym the other day, y'all, and they have this one session called the circuit or whatever, 30-minute workout. See, I'm new to this. I'm new to it. And they have a little red and green light. Kind of reminds me of The Wiz. Remember that movie, y'all, The Wiz? I think some of y'all, you know, take it back a little bit. It was a black version of The Wizard of Oz with Michael Jackson and Diana Ross. Ring a bell? Must have been raised by wolves. Anywho, it's super cool. It has this red and green light that flashes and tells you when to move from one exercise to the other. All I'm going to say is it got me right together. Okay? I'm going to just digress from there. Okay, what else happened in that gym? Oh, I got workout buddies, too. I got a couple of friends that like me enough to actually go with me. And I would say if you have a chance to get a workout buddy, I would definitely vote to have one because it's so much easier if you have someone there with you to kind of talk to and have company. And, oh, yeah, to people watch. I love to people watch. And in the gym is one of the best places to do it because people look busted in the gym. So it's a lot of fun. But anyhow, having a workout buddy is also good because it kind of makes you not quit as quickly. You know, if you see your partner or your friend there, are still pushing it, you're thinking, well, dang, I can't punk out because they're still going. So, yeah, that's all I'll say about that. I tried working out at the house, just so you know, I did. My grandmother was just like, just why don't you work out at home? You know, you don't have to go to a gym and spend a bunch of money. Just do it at the house. I tried that for about 9 months, and I gained 9 pounds. So I'm going to try something else. And during this time, I'm looking to drop about 25 pounds. So, I don't know. I'm thinking I might go ahead and, you know, lose that weight. And we'll see what happens. And then I know, so we'll see what happens. So far it's going kind of well. I think I went 3 days last week. And now that I've kind of got into it a little bit, I'm going to try to get my own mojo going, you know, fill it out a little bit. So I'm trying to see how I feel and, you know, get in there because it's working out. Like I said, it's going to be a new concept for me. I had a trainer at one point, but I don't got that no more either. So let's digress. Oh, second moment. Oh, okay. You know, okay, so this is a random moment, you guys. I have to share this with you. What is it? It's a video I found on YouTube, and it's a very interesting video to me because Beyonce is performing I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, right? But that's not the funny part. That's not the best part of the video. The funny part of the video is the commentary, which is way more interesting than whatever the hell Beyonce is talking about. And I had to pull it because I keep laughing at it because it's so funny to me. And probably because there are people talking are as outlandish as me and my friends would be. So we're going to take a second and listen to the Beyonce video as the fans are going crazy with B singing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. Check this out, y'all. Check this out.
But I know.
Sing it, mother.
That's it.
I'll bring you.
let him use you.
Yes, Nikki. Let the Lord use you, girl. Let him use you, mother.
I'm sorry, you guys. I tried not to get too carried away, but it cracks me up. She told, let him use you. Yes, Nippy. Who is Nippy? I still haven't figured that out, and I've read half the comments on the screen to figure out if anyone posts about this Nippy character, but I just thought it was hilarious. Nippy is Whitney Houston? Oh, shut up. Veronica just told me you got all this time we're trying to figure out who the hell is Nippy. Veronica, how did you know that? Is this a freaking memo out? So they call her Nippy? Wow. Okay, well, apparently I missed that memo. I'm not up on my Whitney Houston facts. Sing it, Nippy. Oh, that's comedy. Good looking. She said, let them use you. Yes, mother. Anyhow, you guys, I thought that was hilarious as hell, so I just couldn't. I couldn't get away. Everything from, live concerts just moved me in the first place. They have a lot of energy right there. Whew. Okay, I'm going to digress, you guys. All right, what we're going to do, y'all? Now that I'm cramped up, I'm kind of feeling myself. Let's go ahead and get this party started. Okay, y'all, here we go. Oh, get it.
You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
So what it do, y'all? You know we here at the Kickin' Spot, chilling with your boy, T'Angelo. And tonight's show is going to be so much fun. We have comedians coming in from all over the place. We got a handful of them coming in about to chill at the Kickin' Spot and share their insights on some of today's trending topics. And, of course, they have to give their take on the topic of online dating. No, we haven't quite gotten away from the topic just yet, but tonight it's going down. We will speak with Greg, a comedian who has a unique way of seeing the world in daily situations. We will also hear from Ida Mae Jenkins. Yes, Ida Mae. Ida Mae Jenkins is a mature woman who has lived and certainly can give us insight and a good outlook on today's situations. And then we're going to have the Funty Man and Antonio Gillings come in this evening. It's going to be hilarious. And we also have who I personally think might be the oldest man in comedy. I'm not quite sure. We're still getting all the polls in. But I think Mr. Groove is going to be the oldest man in comedy business, if I do say so myself. So nonetheless, everyone, we're going to have a blast. We're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. So if you happen to have on something satin or silk, you should go change and put on some cotton, because we're going to be sweating and laughing up in here today. Yes, we are. So with all that being said and done, before we get into all the fun and all the laughter, let's take a quick break as I, your host, continues to chill here at the Kickin' Spot.
I feel so close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? It's your boy, T'Angelo, only here at the Kicker Spot. And y'all got back a little sooner than I thought y'all was. I just put a whole heap of spaghetti in my mouth right at this moment. It's horrible. And I got to close my mouth for, right? I know. Wait a minute, hold on. I wish I could be like Tom and Jerry and just swallow a whole sandwich or something, but it's not working just yet. Do I sound juicy mouthed? OMG. Okay. Thinking. Okay. I just got lost because this is delicious. Y'all should have this. This is a spaghetti with my secret sauce.
Now, truth be told, I don't cook, but I keep telling everybody it's my secret sauce. And so I think they're starting to believe me, though. If you just keep saying stuff, people don't know the difference. They don't know. I'm not going to tell them either. Anyhow, okay, you guys. So we have some T'Angelo projects going on. What am I up to these days? Well, first off, again, please stop by and visit T'Angelo.com, and there you can order your copy of Dot Magazine, a magazine that I was featured in this month, in a segment entitled Moguling is Hard to Do, because T'Angelo is definitely on his moguling game, son. Also, if you order your magazine from my site, you go to T'Angelo.com, and click the banner, you'll be able to get the discount price that they have just for the Kicker Spot listeners. So definitely take advantage of that. Again, that's T'Angelo.com, and you'll see the Dot Magazine order link right there for you, okay? Let me see. Also, on a more personal note, I was supposed to be telling you that my nephew is graduating tomorrow. Yeah. He's 13 years old, and he's graduating from the 8th grade. Amazing, right? We're so excited. So I'm going to give a big ups to my bestest homie, D'Artagnan. That's his name, yep, from Three Musketeers, D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan, congratulations, buddy, on your graduation tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you walk across the stage. It will be so much fun to see you. Yesterday, I went out and had to run to the store to purchase him a new fit because he can't be on there no old stuff. So definitely we'll have that going on for him. And don't you remember when you were about that age preparing to graduate and get ready to go to high school? He's about to go to high school, y'all. Listen, I'm going to tell you a little ditty real quick. I remember when I was about to go to high school, all I wanted to do was be just like Zach Morris. Remember Zach Morris from the TV show Saved by the Bell? Okay, wait a minute. Don't act like y'all don't remember Saved by the Bell. I wasn't the only one checking out Saved by the Bell. It was the bomb. So anyhow, I wanted to be just like that and have an indoor class, indoor school with lockers and stuff. It was awesome. Anyhow, moving on. Lastly, guys, to all my supporters and to all my fans, I just want to take this time to personally say thank you all for sticking with me. It has been so much fun, and it's only going to get better. I am truly in the laboratory working endlessly on something really big for you guys. And I know I keep saying it, but I don't want you to think I've forgotten about you, since I am. And when it hits the fan, you'll be like, oh, dang, that's what it's up. Okay? But it's definitely connected to T'Angelo Live. So T'Angelo Live is going to be live. All right, Joe? So be sure to go to T'Angelo.com, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.com, and order your discounted copy of Dot Magazine featuring yours truly, T'Angelo. All right, you guys, so let's continue to chillax for a moment. We'll be right back, and when we return, we will hear from our homeboy Greg to discuss all types of things like sexting.
T'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Ticket spot.
Oh, hey, you guys, what it do? What's up? This is your boy, T'Angelo. My bad. I didn't hear that transition in as quickly as it did. I was trying to put this, the spaghetti down, but it's gone now. Ooh, okay, so, you guys, is Greg here? Has he arrived? Because I want to get into this. Greg is a funny dude, and we want to laugh and have a good time with Greg, because he's going to crack us. We have some things to say to him. You got to listen. Don't tell Greg that we're going to say some real off-the-wall stuff and make him nervous, okay? Is Greg, can you guys yet? Is he back yet? Here?
I'm here, man.
Oh, hey, hi. When did you get? You didn't hear what I had said, did you?
No. Bon appetit, by the way.
Well, thank you. Bon appetit, I shall. So, Greg, how are you doing this evening, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about you, man?
I am great and turned up. Yes, I am. So, rumor has it you just got back in town. What was you doing?
I was in Chicago doing a comedy gig out there, doing a little bit of stand-up, doing a little bit of partying, having a little fun. So, played a place called the Pressure Cafe and had a bunch of people out and had a lot of good laughs. So, that's what I was doing out in Chi-Town.
Okay, that's what's up. I like that partying part, too. You know, I'm a rock star. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of funny good times, I thought this story I'm going to ask you about, right, he was kind of funny. Recently, Gwyneth Paltrow came under attack for using the N-word in her Twitter recently while she was entitling Jay-Z and Kanye's new song called Niggas in Paris. So, was that funny to you? What do you say to that situation? What do you say? What she had done? What's going on?
Well, here's the deal. Gwyneth Paltrow is married to the lead singer, of course, of Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
That automatically makes her the whitest woman on the face of the earth. That's what I think.
Okay.
Am I not right? Come on.
Okay.
And I'm white myself, so I can say it. You know, hey,
what?
You know, Gwyneth, she's oh.
But in her defense, though, she didn't even spell the whole word out. She did do the N asterisk, and she was quoting the title of a song. I mean, can she get away with that? I mean, is that considered okay, or is that still what should she have done?
See, being a comedian, when Michael Richards screwed up years and years ago and used the N-word like 15 times in one sentence,
right,
I know
yeah.
as a white person, I went, you know what? I'm not even going to think the frickin' word anymore. You know, that's it. Michael Richards screwed it up for all of us. We can't even say it in joking. That's it. So,
I accept the apology.
I mean, you know, yeah, she says she's quoting a song and all that. I'd cut her slack on that. But, I mean, we shouldn't be reciting rap lyrics with the N-word, and we shouldn't be saying the titles of the words with the N-word, nothing. I mean, I know I sound like a fool doing it, so I know the whitest woman in the world, Gwyneth Paltrow, would sound like a fool doing it. So.
Okay. And then onto another matter, which is even funnier to me, Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina, was recently in Vegas gambling underage. Was you there with her, Greg?
Oh, I'd hang out with her. I've gambled underage in Vegas myself. So, I was like 15. I was with my parents, and here's the deal. I mean, I let her sit there, let her win, and then be like, switch to damn seats, girl.
Now, I'll
go up
to
and
agree.
Get the winnings. I'll go up and get the winnings, and it's going to be 70-30. You know, you put in the effort, but I'm the one that's of age, so that's the way it's going to go, you know?
That's hilarious. No, I definitely know when I was in Vegas, my baby sister, they actually offered her a drink because she was standing with me at the roulette table. They didn't even know.
Nice.
Yeah. So off topic real quick. So you mentioned that you were doing a comedy show. How did it go? Was it a success, or did you not do as good as you hoped you would have?
It was a success, and it was actually the first time I've ever had to work clean, because the booker didn't tell me that the place was kind of a half bar, half coffee shop. And there is a 12-year-old kid sitting there next to his dad in the front row staring at me. And I've got jokes about pornography and screwing and all this stuff.
Good. I like those.
Yeah. So do I. That's what I was going to tell them all until this 12-year-old staring me straight in the face.
Yes,
so,
I want to hear you talking about sexting with 12-year-olds.
It was a nightmare. So I think I told every clean joke I knew, like down to the bone, you know, for 20 minutes.
Do you have that many?
I actually do. I didn't think I had it in me, but they came out that night, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, Greg, me and you have talked before on our other show with Carla B and the E-Buzz about online dating, okay? So her show is a little more serious. I want that version. I want to hear about some interesting online dating stories with you. Do you sexting? Do you practice sexting as a form of entertainment?
As a form of entertainment, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not?
Really?
Why not?
Because that's not my style. I can't get into it. I'm an audible person. I need to say what I'm going to do. Like, hey, babe, what you doing right now? You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, I'm like you. I play it cool at first, and if she throws something back at me, I mean, you know, then that's it. You know, I let her initiate the sexting part of it, because if we do it, we just look like idiots. So,
so when you say initiate, because again, I don't sex. I don't sexting. So I don't really know how this starts. But what is sexting for you? How does it start? What does she do to get the ball rolling?
I mean, if she's sitting there saying, like, hey, you know what? What are you wearing? You know, what are you doing? You know, it usually starts as simple as that, and then, you know, it moves on to the crazier stuff, you know.
You sending pictures, Greg? Are you sending pictures?
I have never sent a picture. I'm not that far. I've never sent a picture. No.
Okay, so just because your face ain't in it don't mean it don't count.
That's right.
Yeah, I caught you up. Yeah, let me Google you real quick. I'm sure it's a picture on here, and you're in a compromising position.
I might have some pictures up there that won't let me get elected for president, but definitely nothing like that. So,
okay. So, tell me what. So, let's talk to you about one of the jokes from one of the pieces that you couldn't perform in Chicago. Could you share that with us?
What's one of the jokes I couldn't do?
Yeah.
Well, I talk about this show called Shop Erotic it's on DirecTV. It's local out here. Have you ever seen it, T'Angelo?
No, I have not.
It's this wonderful show. It is QVC, but with sex toys. So you have
sex toys.
One.
Okay,
these
wait.
Toys.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I have a catalog. Hold on. Let me see what I got here. I don't see that one. Hold on. Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm trying to see if I had the one you said.
So you have these two blondes up there, and I like to call one of them the straight girl, but not because she isn't a lesbian. It's because she describes the sex toys, and then the other girl demonstrates the sex toys on the air. Not like sticking anything in her, but she's like jamming fingers and stuff and acting, you know, and the other girl's like, it's real cozy inside of there, you know?
This sounds straight out of Howard Stern.
But, I mean, the payoff is they have two phone numbers on the bottom of the screen, and they say one is for women and the other one is for men to call. So, you know, women, they'll call anything to get a sex toy. They'll talk to a homeless person on the street. If they need it, they need it now. You know, they need their rabbit. They need whatever, you know.
Really? Okay, all right.
Now, you're a man, T'Angelo. Do you want to talk next to another man or another woman, you'd be embarrassed, another man, about buying a sex toy. Would you want to do that?
I'm weird. I don't really care. I'm a consumer, and I don't care what you think. But someone more conservative might feel some kind of way.
Right, right, right. And, you see, my problem is, you know this call isn't going to this country. You know
right.
This call is ending up with some guy on the other end of the line going, "Hello, sir, what would you like to do with that 16-inch double dong, Mr. Greg?"
And they're going to say their name is Brian. Uh-huh.
No, they're going to say their name is Abdul. That's what they're going to say.
They never say their name is Abdul. They always say their name is like Brian. I'm like, no, it's not.
Oh, that's true. That's true. They always do. You're right. You're right. That's true. My point is, man, you're not even going to talk to somebody from this country. So that's the last person you definitely want to talk about buying sex toys. So.
Right. Yeah. No.
That was my filthy, filthy, filthy joke. I couldn't tell what the. With the 12-year-old staring me in the face.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I really appreciate you monitoring the jokes for the 12-year-old. I have a thing about kids and, you know, them hearing all this filth that's out there in the world. Hilarious. Okay, well, Greg, before I let you go, so online dating, are you for it or against it?
Oh, I love online dating. It's an adventure. It's definitely an adventure.
Is it better than the old school?
No.
Grocery store.
Well, no. Well, I'm not even grocery store. I do a joke in my act that says, you know, there is a great social platform out there, everybody. It's better than MySpace. It's better than Facebook. It's better than the damn LinkedIn, Twitter, any of that stuff. You know what it is, T'Angelo? It's a goddamn bar.
Oh!
Get the hell out. Put your damn hand off of whatever you got your hands on. Joystick, whatever the hell, the keyboard, and get the hell out and actually talk to somebody.
Oh, that is so 1994, but I get your point. I get your point. Well, Greg, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you were good.
No, well, I was going to say thank you so much for sharing. No, definitely thank you for sharing, and we're definitely going to take it a point to mention going to the bar and actually buying someone a drink and actually communicating. That is something new. That is a new phenomenon. You guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Ida Mae Jenkins after this.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo, Jalo, Jalo.
Okay, you guys. Okay. So let me tell you. I just had this. What is it? This is some garlic bread to go with that. I like to eat. I don't know why I wait to get on the air to start eating with you guys, but man, I just feel so close to you. Speaking of cooking good food, let me go ahead and introduce to you guys this lovely young lady I would like to have on the show. She's another funny young lady I can't wait to speak to. Let me bring Ida Mae Jenkins to the Cake Spot. Yay!
What's
Mrs. Jenkins?
What's going on, T'Angelo?
Oh, my goodness, it is such an honor to have you chill at the Kicker Spot with me. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing great. You sound like you're doing good. Eat up what you're eating, biscuits or what you say, garlic bread?
It was a piece of garlic bread. I had some spaghetti a minute ago. Got me right together.
Okay. Are you Italian? Because your name is T'Angelo. You know, what's your French? What you do? What's your name?
Let's, let, let's just say my mother is artistic in her name selection.
Okay.
She had big hopes for me, so she had to give me a big name, you know. She was like, you know, this one has to be doing something special. So I'm going to give him T'Angelo. Hopefully he can spell it when he get older.
I hope you do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Most definitely. So what's going on with you these days? What have you been up to?
Oh, baby, everything going on, you know, trying to wrap the year up, you know, doing a lot of shows, you're doing your, you know, your graduation, the prom party, the family reunion's about to get kicked up, you know, so a lot going on. In between that, you know, I'm working also at the funeral home, you know, trying to, you know, do a couple of things. I'm working part-time down there. I got a little.
You work
little...
part-time at a funeral home? Don't that seem a little, how you go from comedic to funeral home? Is that a little mixed? Kind of, explain.
Well, it's humor in everything, you know what I'm saying? They had me, you know, because back in my day, I used to do hair. I was very good, a beautician back in the day. I just walked in off the street, you know, at a funeral home and told them, you know, I need a job, and that I come highly recommended, you know. And went in there and did this one lady's hair. Her edges was horrible. T'Angelo. And I tried to, you know, what happened, I had got a phone call. My grandbaby had texted me, and I didn't have glasses, and honey, I left a perm home too long and kind of burnt a little too much on the edges. So right now I'm on probation. They gonna hold me over, you know.
About the edges?
Well, you know, I told them wasn't nothing a little fashion fat couldn't have took care of, you know. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was the revolving fluid. I don't know, but honey, them edges was tight. So anyway, but I'm back on, you know, I'm doing my own thing. They can't hold out of me down, you know. I do's my thing, you know.
All right, then, now. So, is Miss Anime, are we married?
No, I'm single. I'm single, looking to mingle always, you know. I'm always looking for a dude, a nice dude, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what is your outlook on online dating? Are you on any, you know, any online sites?
You know, T'Angelo, my grandbaby tried to pull me into that, and I don't know if that's for me or not. You know, that's more for the young folk. I tried it, you know, I gave it a shot one time a couple of years ago. And talking to a man who told me, you know, we got to talking about something. I'm trying to figure out where he lived, and he told me he lived in a gated community, you know. And next thing you know, I talked on some more, and you know, he kept trying to get me to send him packages, and I found out that gated community, he was in prison, you know, so you got to find out a little bit about these people, you know, but it's cool, you know, I try to meet mine at the, you know, at places like the laundromat, somewhere like that, somewhere you see how they wash their drawers and stuff, you know. See what's going on. Kind of bleach he using on some underwear, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I didn't even think of that. You were so innovative. I didn't even think about that. You could see their habits, see what they get into.
There you go. See how them bra straps look. You know, what I'm saying? If they looking a little beige, you know, and they ain't supposed to be white, then, you know, you got to find out about a lady, you know. So, now are you dating? You get off of my business.
Well, I'm a rock star, so I can't really date because it kind of conflicts. Some, you know, people can't get used to all the attention that I like to have. And then,
they be getting jealous.
Huh?
The girls be getting jealous.
You know they do, you know, and so it's difficult. But for me, I love online dating, though. I love a good online dating, sir, you know, experience. You get to go out and be whoever you want to be, tell a couple of lies, create a couple of characters, you know?
See, now that's what I don't like, all that lying and stuff. You know what I'm saying? you know, the dude be talking about he looking like Idris Elba, you know what I'm saying? And then he looking like the skin on Idris Elba, you know, elbow. That's what, you know, so,
Idris Elba. You know, not interest.
Like that lying and stuff, but because I'm a good, upstanding Christian gospel lady, you know what I'm saying? I wear my shirt.
All
right. Oh, yeah.
On the front, are you on the front pew?
Well, you know, since they got Mother Dolphin up there now, her church, her hat was a little wider than mine, so they set her up closer. But, you know, next time around, come, you know, next Easter Sunday, honey, you can best believe Ida Mae going to have her spot on that front.
All right now.
All my feathers going to be up there.
Yes. Ida Mae, I knew you weren't going to let me down because, you know, them Sunday hats is all the rave and Kinlaw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your hat got to be, it got to have a span of at least about a good 3 feet span on that hat, you know, with you got to have nice little jewels on it and two feathers. And you can't never wear your hat straight on your head. You got to have your hat cocked up to the side. That's
how it
got to
be cocked.
Yeah, it got to be cocked to the side.
Oh, that is just, okay. I was raised right. I seen that. My mama's, I mean, she showed my sister. We were raised right. We were.
You was raised right, uh-huh. But you doing online and stuff like that. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, see, because mommy, so this is how it works. You know, if you bring someone to the house who is of substance, mother won't even mind where I met them from.
Okay, I got you.
So I just, you know, you got to weed them out. And I'm still young. You know, I'm not ready to settle down. Yeah, I'm still in my 20s. So I got to ride them, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got a long time, sugar. You got some good while. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do like I did, you know. I'm still out here trying to shake it. I go down to these clubs and stuff. Now, I don't go down the club. Yeah, well, I go down there to street witness, you know. But, you know, just if something jump off now at the club, I'm going to get my boogie on now. Don't trust me on that one. I'm going to do my thing.
Not you going to drop it like it's hot.
Huh?
I said, not you going to drop it like it's hot.
Oh, honey, drop it like it's hot. Oh, all the way. Yeah, I love to dance. Have you ever seen me dance?
I have not had the opportunity.
Yeah, well, they had, you know, I was on that So You Think You Can Dance, you know.
Hmm.
I was in the audience now, but, you know, I was on the show. I was on the show. It don't make no difference.
All right.
I could bust a Dougie out. You know, I could do a little bit of, you know, that. I could bust it out if I need to.
Okay, you get down with the Dougie?
I get down with the Dougie, the Boogie. Oh, yes, you name it, I can do it, T'Angelo.
I'm gonna have to come take a class.
Oh, yeah, I did some pole dance before I was saved, too. You know, now I can't do that pole. The last, because I done gained a little bit of weight, the last time I jumped on a pole, it started looking like a C, you know, it come down to a C. So I had to you can't be too heavy on the pole. You got I see people out there doing it, but you know, as soon as I get some of this weight off me, you know, I'm gonna go back
right.
out if the job's ain't right.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I mean I understand that. You wanna be professional. Say again?
I didn't hear what you said, baby.
Oh, I said, and you want to be—you make sure your technique is right because you are a professional.
Oh yes, you gotta have it right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
I got off to the top of the pole, and I didn't, you know, when I was hanging down, you know, I got a little dizzy. You know, old folk can't be upside down for too long, so.
Right, upside down.
Okay,
so I'm gonna veer back over to online dating for a moment. So we recently had one of the other hosts on our network do an experiment with online dating. She went on 51 dates to find out what she could learn from dating 51 men offline. What do you think one could learn from that?
From dating a lot of men online?
Well, it's an experiment. So you just go out on date, you know, first dates, and then you go home and blog about it, about the experience. Like, she had one guy who everything was kind of cool, and so he was kind of bothered that he couldn't take her home, and he became uninterested. One guy who tried to sell himself with all of his materialistic things, you know.
Well, you know what, T'Angela, I'm not really, like I said, I'm one of them ladies, I like to see your face, you know, I like for you to pull up, you know, like a dude up with a deuce and a quarter, pull up on me, I want to just peek in
wait,
the window.
Wait, pull up on you, with what?
A deuce and a quarter.
Is that a deuce and a quarter, honey? Is that money? Are you?
Oh, well, you know, that's an old school car. Maybe you talk. You maybe okay. I say a Lexus for you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
what I'm saying, all these 51 dates, now you're going to be itching at some point if you're going to be itching. What the ladies can learn from that is that you're going to be at the hospital, you know, scratching and digging at you if you're trying to do 51 people. I don't even, I mean, that's just too many folks you're trying to keep up with. I can't even remember your name hardly, you know, so I mean, I think I'm not really against it. I think if it works for them kind of people, go on and do it, you know. But, you know, see, with me half the time online dating, what am I going to be asking you? I'm trying to figure out, is, you know, we don't know what the stuff to ask old folk. I just fool around and ask you, we worried about, are you still alive? Is your heart beating? You know, so,
what kind of ailment you have?
I'll be texting back and forth, you know, is you on the other end? But if it works for them people, I'm not going to knock it. You know, this is the 21st century. People just doing things, you know, you got to meet somehow, and the world is crazy. You know, so if it make them feel good to online, I don't agree with the sexting now.
Oh, you heard about the sexting. You don't sexting?
Oh, never. No, my Ooh. Goodness.
It's a new thing?
No, I don't want to touch nobody's cell phone that's been anywhere like that. In America, you know. If you mess around and get gonorrhea just by touching somebody's cell phone. I think it's nasty. No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay, Missy, I can't do it. What? Okay, all right. I mean, you're true. I mean, right. These are things that people are not thinking about. See?
Right.
See? That's why we need our elders with us. So, oh, my goodness. She's telling me to get gonorrhea for touching herself.
Exactly. You know, you just never know where them things be at, you know, and now it's just too much going on, D'Angelo.
Okay, so Miss Adame, okay. Well, now we're going to pause for the calls. I know we were due to park this moment, but I have one of your friends on the show later on this evening.
Who is my friend?
I have one of your good friends, so you guys just work together, actually, going to be on the show later this evening.
Well, who is it? Jesus? Who
is Jesus is already with us. He stayed with us. But I have the one and only Mr. Groove tonight on the Kicker Spot.
You don't got Mr. Groove on the show tonight.
I've got Mr. Groove on the show tonight.
Get up out of here. I'm going to hold on there. I definitely got to talk to Groove. I got to talk to Groove.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you, and I definitely want you to. So hold the line, Ms. Jenkins, because we're definitely going to have Mr. Groove on here shortly. And you guys, listen to the Kicker Spot listeners. We are currently sitting here talking with Ida Mae Jenkins, a comedic talent who is just hilarious and cracking up. So you definitely want to stay tuned as she continues to give us her insight on all things grown and sexy. Okay, you guys, so listen. We are going to take a quick moment here, and what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to take a quick break, you guys, and thank you for listening to the Kicker Spot. And when we return, we're going to chat with our buddy Antonio as well as Mr. Groove. Okay, you guys hang out. We'll be right back.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot.
Angelo.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, here at the Kicker Spot, and we are truly having a blast on a comedic night. If you are listening online, please take a moment to visit T'Angelo.com, where you can order your copy of Dot Magazine featuring yours truly. And I have been placed inside the magazine, my first time being in the magazine, so I'm really excited and want to share it with all of you. You can go to T'Angelo.com and click the banner there on the front page. It says order here. And the coolest part is because the magazine knows how much we be doing what we do, that they went ahead and gave us a discount because they know you guys are all going over there to cop the magazine, so that's awesome. So be sure to get your discounted copy of Dot Magazine today. Also, while you're at T'Angelo.com, be sure to click the Contact Us link and just log in your email address so we can have you added to the email list so you can certainly stay up on all things the Kicker Spot, all things T'Angelo, and soon to be T'Angelo Live. Well, we are now going to speak to another young man who is quite the comedic talent. He keeps me going. I'm sweating after Miss Ida May. I done dried off on that on the break we had. I'm not eating anything, and so if I laugh, I won't choke on anything. All right, whew, I'm ready. So now I want to bring to you guys to the Kicker Spot, my boy Antonio Gillis. What's going on, my man? Hello? Did he just belch? Are you there? Uh-oh, SpaghettiO. Antonio. Gillis. This is what happens, I guess, when sometimes when technology goes wrong. Hey, Antonio, what's going on, my man? I guess he's not ready just yet. Okay, well, what we will do is, you know, what you call it? Roger, can I get a song real quick? Hold on. I think, am I in his pocket? let's just do, hold on, give me a second. Let me, okay, this is so funny. Oh, wait a minute. Is Mr. Groove, is Mr. Groove arrived yet? I could go with Mr. Groove, because these guys, okay, you guys, first of all, speaking about Mr. Groove, let me just go ahead and talk about Mr. Groove for a second, you guys. Mr. Groove is what I believe to be the oldest man in comedy. He is been on his comedic game for quite some time. He is not only elderly, but the man can get down. He gets his dancing. If y'all get a chance to see Mr. Groove live, he has his cane that you think is there for function. Maybe at sometimes it is, but I know once he gets started dancing, the cane gets started twirling, throws up in the air. It be all over the place. It's a hilarious. You just have to see it. And he's funny too. So wait, Antonio? No. So anyhow, without further ado, can I get my man, Mr. Groove, to come to the show and hang out the Kicker Spot? Is Mr. Groove in here? No. Okay. I got to figure this out, you guys. Okay, let me go ahead. I have to do something. What if I just keep talking? I can sing a song. Okay. Let me go ahead and get a transition real quick, and I'm going to... let me go ahead and take a break, and then I'm going to come back and pull it together, you guys. So, listen, while I'm pulling it together, you go ahead and visit T'Angelo.com and order your magazine, and I'm going to go ahead and put my technology together here with my funny people, because they're being real funny right about now. Maybe they're cracking jokes on me. This ain't funny. All right, you guys, but we'll be right back after this, okay? Stick around.
Go well, go well, such we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. We'll commit all the truth to front of us. Love is the blood that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need
It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot, here where we have a blast. So we didn't do a celebrity hub tonight, but I talked about Bobby, Christina, getting in trouble for gambling, considered illegally, in Vegas, because she was underage, but I don't know. I guess the court felt some kind of way, and I think they saw her on camera doing it, but then the case got thrown out because insufficient evidence. Wasn't enough evidence on it. So that was interesting. And then also, another interesting, what you call it? Kamora Lee and her hubby are due to get a divorce. Yeah. So quick and so soon, right? Well, rumor has it, apparently she doesn't think he makes enough money, so she has to find somebody else to pick up the pieces because her $2 million funds that she was getting from her ex-husband will soon be depleted, and so she has to find someone to pick up the rest of that money, I guess. That's what rumor has it, but they also say it's pretty close sources stating that piece of advice. I don't know, it's Kamora, she's kind of high and strong, so I'm not quite sure if that's what, you know, she gets down with or not. But anywho, okay, so let's see where we at here. I'm trying to see who, they not hit me back. Okay. Alrighty, so let's see, here we go. So for tonight's show, it is your boy T'Angelo here, and we are trying to kick a spot. We have been hanging out with a couple of comedic friends of mine who have clearly done their jobs making people laugh because I am, like, sweating from laughter. We had a boy Greg on earlier, and Miss Ida Mae Jenkins just stopped by, and we were about to speak to Antonio, who I'm hoping is going to call in, but Mr. Groove is also just mere moments away. And so let's talk about Mr. Groove. First of all, we need to go visit Mr. Groove's website. Let's go there really quickly, which is Mr. Groove, VE.biz. And Groove is G-R-O-O-V-E, just for those who are wondering. MrGroove.biz. Okay, so if you go to MrGroove.biz, you can find out all things Mr. Groove. He has been doing what he does as longer than I've been alive. Because ever since I've known this man, I might as well just call him Grandpa, huh? I probably should ask my mother if there's any kin. But anyhow, so yes, Mr. Groove is a great comedic talent. He also is a dancer. I don't know if he's a dancer or not, but he showed his boogie on when he's on stage, and he has his cane that he uses, and he balances on his nose while he's dancing. I'm telling you guys, he's a performer. He's definitely a performer. So, oh my goodness. Let's see here. But I'm not exactly sure where everybody is. Veronica stepped out, and my producer stepped out, and they left me here by myself, and now I'm confused. I'm so confused. Okay, so who do I have? Is anyone here? No. Okay. Is anyone going to walk back in here? Okay, so here we go. Okay, so apparently Mr. Groove is running late. That's what happens when you have those Devo characters. They tend to do that, you know. They want to build a suspense. But when it's live performance, what else can you do? I have to kind of be on my A game. Speaking of A game, okay, so recently I decided to try to play a basketball game. I know this is a tangent. I'm waiting on them to come in, so give me a second, okay? Just work with me for a second here. And during the basketball game, I felt like I had like a little Kevin Hart power, and the Kevin Hart from the movie Think Like a Man. I don't know if you guys noticed how bold he was in that basketball game. I kind of felt that way too, but it didn't really go too well for me because I don't play basketball regularly. And let me just say that playing basketball with a guy who is 6'5", it don't matter if he's played before or not. It still don't go well because he wasn't a baller. So I figured I could take him. Let's just say it didn't go well. I'm going to just stop the story right there. It got more graphic and stuff. I'm just going to kind of calm that one down. Okay. So what else is going on in the news? No, I'm joking. Oh, I did see this other movie called What is her name? Jackie's Back. Oh, that's a good film. I'm currently going to watch that. I'm probably going to watch that again. I'm not watching it now, but I want to watch it again because Jackie Back was hilarious, about a washed-up singer who is bringing her career back, played by Jennifer Lewis. If y'all like a funny kind of stupid comedy, definitely check out Jackie's Back. It's a vintage piece. I think I found it on YouTube. We'll have to see. Okay. All right, you guys, I'm rambling at this point, so I have to play another song because now I'm confused where everybody went. Okay, yeah, let me go ahead, you guys, and put a little ditty on real quick while I figure this out. They are really making me, they make me work today. I'm supposed to be hanging out the kicker spot. I don't understand it. What is this about? I don't understand. Anyhow, you guys, we're going to take a second while I pull this together because I'll be back. Any minute now. Here I go. I'm telling y'all, technology can be the death of us, y'all. Hold on.
Let's go.
Don't stop, baby. Don't stop me, don't stop baby, don't stop me.
I like the way that you move, that you know how I
shout it, you're killing them hard with them lady pants. Simple elegance, looking better when you dance. Chest to the sun with a thoroughbred stance. You gallop through the rhythms of a native drum chant. Your granny must be Navajo. Your mama do rodeo, your papa do the Savaro. I bite you, ain't no antidote. The red blouse do arouse. I come at you like a matador does. Attract horny bulls. All the girls are waiting to see which one he pulls. Eeny, meeny, miny, meeny, three, numptual. Enforcer in the Porsche case, a fool on a duel. Yule, cool, your fucking jets who wanna be next. Ooh, I'll probably get life if I let one off. So I let him go like a pro. Sir, Andre with an accent. 3000, Benjamin. Lauren is the middle name that was given by my mama. Success was on her reign. Rain, Bentley funds, got the umbrellas. Benjamin, got the sweaters. Hey, what more can we sell them? Son, spring will bring the parasol. Now watch him parasail to entertain us all.
Don't stop, baby.
Uh-oh.
Don't stop, baby. Don't stop, baby.
Yeah.
Don't stop me.
Angelo, and we are definitely here hanging out at the Kickin' Spot. So as we are definitely waiting in suspense as our boy Mr. Groove is on his way in, we are going to hang out with our girl Carla B for just a moment as she's going to help us find out about entertainment news because we have to keep up with all things entertainment because that's what I love about it, you know? So what has been going on? Can I get my girl Carla B to come chill at the Kickin' Spot? Girl, pull up a chair, get a drink on your way in. It's martinis over there. Get a martini from the table, honey. I was saying, you get your martini off the table over there? I don't know if you want
one. I did. You know I had to.
Okay, wonderful. Good. Well, have a seat. Get comfy. What's going on with you?
It's all about you, T'Angelo. I'm just always so excited to be on your show.
That's how I feel about your show, OMG.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You're doing such a great job. But you could have had me on as a comedian because I'm funny. Don't you? I'm funny, right? Jeez. You're going to pull me on for entertainment? I'm funny. I want to be a comedian, too. Hello?
I guess my phone went dead right there. I'm sorry. I just got that.
Wow, that's messed up.
No, no, no. What'd you say? You know what? Don't worry about it. Just go. What are you gonna say next?
Wow. Okay. Get you, D'Angelo.
Oh yeah. So about that news.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely. Well, I wanted to stop by, considering I didn't hear the celebrity buzz or your celebrity gossip segment, and just wanted to come on air with you really quickly and ask you a couple things that's been trending. And I wanted to get your take on it. Number one, I know you're a big reality show watcher. And what did you hear about Amber Portwood, the teen mom, ordered to prison? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. What did she get in trouble for? Because she was being rehab for so long, but then she left.
Right, right. It's just so unfortunate. So, of course, that was trending because they're like, okay, these reality shows, is it helping the situation with teen moms and teen pregnancy, or is it glamorizing it? Because this girl has, you know, just not with Amber, but just, you know, a lot of the different characters on the show. It's, you know, like, what is this really teaching the kids? So, and
yeah,
you're teaching them that they
really
want to be a teen mom to get on the reality show. That's what it's teaching them, and it's pathetic.
Right. I'm not really for all that. Yeah, I'm not really for all that. Or that one show, it's a sitcom or a drama show called Teen something with, I don't know, I'm over.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably this, Teen Mom, probably this one.
Is it a Teen Mom a reality show?
It is, yeah, it's a reality show. Oh, you said a drama. Okay,
yeah, there's a drama. I think there's a scripted one that's like this too, but anyhow.
Okay, well, yeah, so I want to get your take on that, then I definitely want to talk to you about something else.
Well, I'll say my take on the whole situation is this. Like you said, they're putting all this whole Teen Mom stuff in the news, I mean, on screen to kind of give it a glamorized feel. And I don't think that the Teen Mom's lives seem so perfect at all. No. I mean, it definitely is a reality that is going on. But I kind of feel like it's one of those guilty or those, yeah, the guilty pleasures or something that's negative that's happening in the community that shouldn't be pregnant.
Right.
It's kind of like bank
right.
robberies. I mean, robberies happen all the time, but it's not on the news because they don't want it to seem like the trending thing to do.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, the fact that she was supposed to go to rehab and she went, you know, which is a serious situation, you know, to go to rehab
right.
isn't easy for a person to do, and then to just
right.
up and
exactly.
leave. Now she's going to jail. Who about to pay for the child?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, hey, we know it's life and life happens, but yeah, it's very unfortunate. But yeah, just because she's on the reality show, you know, doesn't mean that she should get any slack. Yeah, prosecute her to the fullest. I'm sorry, I wouldn't have gave her that many chances. So that's just me.
But then what happened to the kid? Now I
oh,
think
well,
my
she should have thought about that. She should have thought about that before she started doing what she was doing. Period.
I know,
I mean,
but now
had,
I have to pay for the
her
kid
baby for a while, huh?
But now we, the taxpayers, have to pay for the kid.
Yeah, but I think that she hadn't had custody of her child for a while. So we would have to get somebody that's, you know, a current watcher of that particular show, like my daughters, to have them comment on that. Because I do believe that her child, her parents are watching them or something like that, and they have been for a minute, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. Because it's crazy. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, that was – and you know, it's pretty funny, actually. I mentioned Saved by the Bell earlier.
Right.
And Mark Paul Gosselaar is recently on TMZ. He's a guy who plays Zach Morris, and I was just talking about him. Apparently, they think he slammed, has something totally negative to say about Saved by the Bell, and he insists that the words were taken out of context. It is not as controversial. He didn't do it.
Now, who is
that's
he?
That's funny.
Who is he? Which one is he?
He plays Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell.
Okay, that wasn't the goofy one. That was the cute one with the blonde hair, right?
Yeah, the lead one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently he was quoted as saying that Saved by the Bell was not a great show, but they said he took it out of context. Those words were not quite what he was saying. Oh my goodness, you can't talk. He's proud of this show, and they have no problem talking about it. I mean, it was the only thing he really did in his career worth talking about, so I don't know why he would ever rag on that.
Right, it's crazy.
So what else is going on in your world?
Well, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. As far as entertainment news, though, I heard earlier today you were talking with that comedian Greg in regards, you were asking him about the Gwyneth Paltrow tweet. Yeah, I blogged about that, and there were some dialogue going back and forth on my Facebook page the other day because, of course, I don't see anything wrong with what she tweeted because it was a song, and we know that Gwyneth and Beyonce and Jay-Z and all of them are really good friends, and she's like, okay, my nigga's in Paris, so what? We say it in songs and stuff every day, so you can't slam her. I thought that was very unfair, and I felt that if Black people are that offended, then they should stop, you know, buying these CDs from their favorite rappers that are, you know, calling each other niggers and stuff. And, you know, I think it's definitely a double standard. I don't think it's fair. Also, we know that every word has a couple different meanings, and with her, it was endearment. She was like, look at my niggas, you know.
But, I mean, she was just, now, she also, if you look at the tweet, she didn't even spell out the words. She did edit the spelling.
Exactly. And she was only, damn fool.
And she quoted the song. And I thought that Dream went on, you know, Dream had, the producer of said song, had her back, right. And he was defending her.
Yeah,
and I thought his words were pretty, he was pretty great. I think he said something about the fact that people, it's not about necessarily what you say as matter as much as the context in which you say it.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I mean, it's like you said, she was quoting the name of a song. She didn't full out say it. And so what?
See, that goes on her brand.
I feel so what, too.
Term of endearment. So that's how I looked at it.
And I'm kind of a so what on that one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But that's
know.
All
I
got, buddy.
Okay, well, thank you for stopping by. And
No problem. Can I give a plug really quick?
Certainly.
I have a couple things that will be going on. Definitely, we have some new shows that's launching on EOTM Radio in July. And but also a show that I will be co-hosting starting July. It is called Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. That show is going to launch in July, and I'm actually co-hosting with a good friend of mine. His name is Gerald E. Rose. He is from New World Order. He has been on my show a couple of times. So we'll definitely be heading that up again. That's called Correcting the System of Unequal Justice, and it's going to be a series of shows dedicated to articulating an agenda that can empower the African-American communities anxiously and masterfully. So definitely stay connected to EOTM. Yeah.
That's a lot of title. What is it again? It's articulating what?
It's the title of the show is Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. And we'll be discussing a lot of different things that are going on in African American communities all across the country. So yeah, and I'm actually co-hosting that. I'm very excited about that because a lot of my friends know how passionate I am about, you know, certain things, and definitely, you know, correcting something like that is very important to me. So yeah, I'm excited. So, yeah, stay connected to EOTMRadio.com for updates and stuff like that. And follow me on Twitter at EOTMPR. Thanks, T'Angelo.
Thank you.
All right.
You guys, that's my girl, Carla B. And definitely be sure to check out the new shows and all the shows on the EOTM Network as we truly have fun here. So, I was hoping my boy Antonio's going to call in, you guys, but that has not totally have become the case. And so now I want to get one of my other great, funny friends to call, because if she calls in, y'all going to have a blast. And her outlook on online dating is hilarious. So I'm going to actually just run a quick transition. Can I get a little transition while I pull up that real quick? I know this is a bit of an elongated situation, you guys, and it's my deepest apologies. But here we go.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one of the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The kick it spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry.
The kick it spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kick it spot.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are here definitely at the Kicker Spot, having a blast, chilling out. I got me a little martini. Well, mine's not a martini because I don't drink. I have a bottle of water, so let me not even pretend that it's anything more than what it is. But you guys can have martinis because they are here for the taking. So, excuse me. Okay, so now as we pull everything in, wait for Mr. Groove to come to the spot. Let me share with you another little interesting story that I found that was quite, you know, that's not what I'm going to do first. I actually wanted to talk about the box office hits, what movies are out, what movies I've seen. I did check out that one flick, What to Expect, Why You're Expecting, or something like that, and it was a couple weeks back, but I will say that it was a good film. I showcased a lot of pregnant women, so women, that's totally a chick flick. Dudes, I don't know. I was there with my homegirl, and I was like, yeah, I only came because you would. And I don't know. It was a cool film, but it was just too much pregnancy, in my opinion. Just a lot of pregnant women doing pregnant stuff, wanting to get pregnant, wanting to be pregnant, is pregnant, don't want to be pregnant no more, can't get pregnant to go buy a baby from across the country. So, you know, it was kind of a lot going on. But a flick, nonetheless, it was pretty good. Definitely check it out. But as I mentioned, you guys, this summer is going to be a lot of fun, so you definitely want to get into the movie theaters. As I know right now, I'm trying to go check out Battleship. I haven't got a chance to see that one yet. Battleship? Oh, and Men in Black 3. I surely didn't even see that one yet. So, yeah, I'm behind. I should have been up on my game. But those are the films you definitely want to check out. We have Prometheus. I think he's coming out. I haven't seen the trailer on that yet, but I know the imagery looks really good on it. For whatever they're doing with that, I'm going to have to check it out, Prometheus. And again, I mentioned Men in Black 3. I heard that I've got mixed reviews on Snow White and the Huntsman, so another good film that's number one in the box office right now, followed by Men in Black 3, number two, and then Marvel's The Avengers, number three. Marvel's The Avengers was truly amazing. Go check it out. You'll have fun. If you love action flick, the very opening scene is where it starts, and it keeps going into the end, and check it out. So anyhow, to cover my reviews or my opinions on what movies you should and shouldn't see, but without further ado, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and bring Mr. Funny Man, Mr. Groove, to the kicker spot, because I know he's walking through the door, and if he's walking, I mean, it ain't going to take that long. I know he's elderly, but he's a pretty fast guy. I don't want to hear him talking to me. Don't want him to hear me say that about him, though. He might have something to say. Let me calm down. Okay. So anyhow, you guys, definitely, here we go, as we hang out and kick it with my man, in my opinion, the oldest man in comedy, Mr. Groove. Mr. Groove, are you here, my man?
Yeah, T, I'm here, son. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, if it got any better right this minute, I would think it was a setup. I'm good, man. Fantastic. God is blessing.
All right. That's what's up. So it's not too late for you now. I know it's a little 8:30. That's not too late for you, is it?
No, I don't usually get in bed and go to sleep until 8:34, so this is going to be a short interview.
Okay. Well, good commercial break.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna try to stay up just for you though, and your listeners out there. How you been doing? You all right?
I've been having a great time. It's been truly amazing just hanging out with funny people.
Yeah. That's a wonderful thing. You know, laughter is the key to the soul. It's so I hear for thought. You understand, son? And that's what it's all about. You know, you gotta keep a smile on your face.
Yes, and that's what we do, and that's here at the Kicker Spot, definitely. So,
yeah.
I was telling the listeners earlier that you, speaking of groove, Mr. Groove, that you like to get your groove on.
Oh yeah. I get my groove on. See what it is. When I was a young man, I used to be a dancer back in the day.
Okay,
so,
all right.
That's why they call me Mr. Groove, you know, because I get my groove on. And so I was going to dance on your show, but I didn't think it would make a difference because couldn't nobody see me.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I just go all in my living room, you know, get my groove on by myself.
Well, don't knock nothing over. Don't knock nothing over on my account.
Yeah, well, it ain't that much furniture here anyway. You ain't got to worry about that, you know, man. I tell you the truth, I come a long way, T, man. I'm sorry, I supposed to have been on your show a little earlier. I want to apologize for being late. I was out in Pomona, and I was on my way to Torrance, and the traffic was real bad. I had to detour on some freeways to get here. Let me show you.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Now, I had to catch the 60 freeway over to the 605 freeway.
Okay.
Over to the 91 freeway.
Okay.
Over to the 710 freeway. Over to the 105 freeway. Over to the 110 freeway. And I got off on Torrance Boulevard. And I'm here to tell you, T, that the traffic can get real backed up, especially when you walk in.
Ooh, yeah.
yeah
on the freeway?
On the freeway. Yes, sir. That's why they call the freeway. It don't cost you nothing.
It don't cost you nothing.
Yeah. Don't cost you a dime. Yeah.
You were probably going faster than the cars on the freeway anyway.
Yeah, you know what? I was, man. I had to detour a few times, but I saw some of the same people about five times.
Why are you walking? I heard about a situation where you had got pulled over on the freeway. Is that why you're walking?
Yeah, you know what? That's because, let me tell you something. Just because I'm a senior citizen, sometime when I be driving my car, the police be pulling me over, T, for no reason.
Mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm.
because I'm a senior citizen, they be senior citizen profiling. I'm gonna set the record straight tonight, right here on the kicking spot. I've been set the record straight. Do you know? Look here. As long as I've been driving, I ain't never had a ticket. You hear me? Ain't never had no ticket, and that's because when I drive, I do what the signs say do.
Okay.
See, if the signs say 35, I do 35.
Right.
If the sign say 25, I do 25. And that yellow sign, the one that say yellow, well, I stop and I yell. Wait a minute. The other day, look here, the police gonna pull me over talking about I was speeding. I said, no, sir. I said, I was doing just what the sign said do. He said, well, if you can prove that to me, I'll tear up this ticket. I said, okay. I said, what does that sign say over there? He said, the sign says the Harbor Freeway. I say, what does the number on that sign say? He said, the number is 110. I say, ain't that the same thing as 110? He said, yeah. I say, I was good, but 95.
Ooh.
I told him, I said, it's a good thing you stopped me when you did, because I was on my way to the 605.
No. Not that she was throwing 105. I'm gonna need you to focus, Mr. Groove. I'm gonna need you to focus on the signage. I'm gonna need you to focus on the signage a little bit better.
Yeah, I did. I was focused on it. I was doing what it said do. Yeah, Lord, I have myself some fun, O.T. You know,
you got to give God the glory.
Give God the glory all the time. You know what I mean?
I do.
You know, because we had another day here. God gave us another day to be breathing. Give God the glory. Give him all the thanks. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. So, we recently been doing a series of online dating on the show, and so I want to ask your opinion about online dating. I know you're from a little different generation and all, but does Mr. Groove get down with the online dating?
Online dating? You mean you're standing in a straight line looking for somebody? What you mean by online, son? What's your online dating? What if the line is crooked? Do I lean there?
Wait, no.
Online, huh? What you mean by that, son?
Wait, no, okay. You know what? I think this may not go well. But listen, okay, online is the internet, you know, like the World Wide Web, and people go onto different dating sites, and you go online, and you create a profile and kind of meet people and, you know, date by meeting people off the internet.
Oh, yeah, but you know what, though, son? Now, I know what you're talking about now, but I wouldn't do that there.
Really?
I wouldn't do that, man. Date somebody online, they might be lying online.
Well, you don't know what
you're getting in a box of Cracker Jack.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to date this person over here. Anybody can put any picture they want to and say that's them, right?
But when you meet them, it's when you find out if they're telling the truth or not.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of people I don't want to meet. I don't care what they're telling, what they're talking about. It's a whole bunch of folks I do not want to see at all. Yeah, but I don't know. So maybe it's a good thing. I don't know, T. I don't know. I don't want to discourage people from dating online. But you got to be careful is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm,
you got to be careful with all this old online stuff and all on the internet. And, you know, it's a dangerous world out there. So you have to be careful, you know. You got to be careful. You don't know who you're dating nowadays. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. You got to be careful with that.
So are you dating or married or yourself?
Well, no. I've been married 7 times. And, let me tell you what happened to my last wife, there, T.
Yeah, because we don't have time for all of them.
Yeah, I know. I didn't either.
Yes.
But anyway, the last wife I had, I thought she was going to be the one.
Okay,
I say she's the one. This is it, you know. Number 7, lucky 7, you know. And so we had been married, you know, for, about 2 weeks. And so, you know, sometimes you don't really know who you're marrying until after you have married them. You understand? That's because the person that you meet in the beginning is not always the same person that you married. That's because the person that you married sent a representative of themselves.
A representative.
So you don't know what you might be getting in that box of Cracker Jacks. But anyway, let me say here. So me and the young my seventh wife, we've been married 2 weeks, and I took her out to a restaurant. And so, you know, we were sitting there, you know, having a good time and eating and everything. And so we finished. I said, "Darling, you through?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm finished." I said, "Okay." So I paid for the check. I'm a gentleman, you know. I paid for the meal, you know. And I put a $20 tip on the table. Now, I turned around and started toward the door because I was getting ready to leave, you know. And I thought she was right behind me. Come to find out, T, she done turned around and went back to the table and stole the tip.
Oh, my goodness.
Went and stole the tip. You hear me? Went back and took the tip on the table. I went back. I said, "Woman," I said, "wait a minute now." I said, "Hold on." I said, "That's called stealing. And thou shalt not steal." She looked at me. She said, "You don't tell me what to do. And the next started going around in a circle. You know what I'm saying? It almost didn't stop. I said, "Oh, Lord, I'm in trouble." And so later on that night, we were laying in bed, and I was trying to figure out how I was going to get rid of her, you know, without being on the news. And
already?
Yeah. And so the next day, we went to a grocery store. Same thing. She went in that tea, and she started stealing. I said, "Baby, don't do that." So I said, "Well, I'll be back." I went down another aisle, and I thought about it. I said, "You know what? I married this woman for better or for worse. Let me go back and check on my wife." I went back down the aisle where I left her, and the police had caught her. Yeah, they put the handcuffs on. They caught her for stealing, T. And the police said, if you care about your wife, come to court in the morning. So I went down to the courthouse, listened to them good now, because I thought I'm a man. You understand? That's my wife. You know, I got to go. So I went down to the courthouse, and the judge came out, and he looked at my wife. He said, young lady, I'm tired of seeing you in my courtroom. Come to find out, the judge knew my wife better than I did. And so he said, young lady, he said, I'm going to teach you a lesson this time. He said, I'm going to give you 1 year for everything that you stole. He said, now what you steal? And she said, I stole a can of peaches, Your Honor. He said, how many was in that can? She said, six. He said, that's 6 years. You're going to get in the state penitentiary. And I raised my hand, because that's my wife. I raised my hand. I said, wait a minute, Your Honor. You mean to tell me you're going to give her 1 year for everything that she stole, including the contents in the bag? And he said, that's right. I said, well, she also stole two bags of rice.
Are you okay? Is she okay?
Yes, I'm just fine. I'm just fine. That tickled me to death. I looked up there and I said, see you.
And that's how you get rid of her.
Yeah, I got rid of her. See, you wouldn't want to be you.
Oh, he didn't say that. Yeah.
Anyway, T, you ain't talk. I didn't call to talk. We ain't talking about it. What you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? You know, I ain't got nothing but some stories.
No, we're fine. You're fine. Actually, you'll be surprised. She's not one of your seven wives, I don't think, but I do have one of your friends who has been waiting, who's been hanging out at the kicker spot with me, looking forward to speak with you.
Oh, well, that's good. Then I know she can't be one of my seven wives because you use wife and friend in the same sentence. Oh, well, let me speak to her then. She sounds all right. She sounds like a friend of mine. Who is it?
Do you happen to know a young lady by the name of Ida Mae Jenkins?
Lord have mercy. You got to be kidding me. Miss Ida Mae Jenkins, I'm one of my old friends.
So, hang off for 1 second. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hang out with Mr. Groove and Ida Mae Jenkins. And for all my listeners, you guys get a chance, stop by tangelo.com and check out the banner that says order here and get your dot magazine at a discounted price featuring yours truly, T'Angelo, in a piece called Moguling is Hard to Do. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, no, it's all chicken.
You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Kicker Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
All right, you guys, we are here with our boy, Mr. Groove, as we're preparing to reunite with his long-lost friend, Ida Mae Jenkins.
Yeah, I'm here, sugar. How you doing? Hey, girl, how you feeling?
Oh, Miss Ida Mae, baby, I'm doing just fine. How you doing, sugar?
Wonderful.
Good. That's beautiful. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I ain't seen you since the last time we shot that video there with what's that boy's name? Lamont. We did
the naked video.
No, not the naked video, girl. Don't put that out there like that.
Wait, am I holding up this conversation?
Yeah, that's our personal video. Don't be putting our business in there.
Hey, I wouldn't be a video with you. I don't date no old men. I don't date nobody your age.
Well, you wouldn't remember anyway.
Don't get busting your head up here, okay? Hey, T'Angelo, you showed me your room out of radio time.
Wait,
for about a half hour.
Let me tell you, Mr. Groove, it was so worth it. I know he wanted to see you because y'all have been so long, so y'all have been together.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't believe in online dating, and so I didn't know if y'all was friends, if y'all was pen pals, if y'all wanted to talk and try to hook up or something. I didn't know.
No, T'Angelo, I do not date old men, okay? I just don't. You may as well just go and hang out at a funeral home if you're going to date old men. So they ain't got nothing for me. I'm too much woman. You know, I got too much going on.
Well, I understand, sugar. I understand. You know what? And I don't take that personal. You know, and besides the fact that I ain't seen you in a long time anyway, it might be worth my while to keep on stepping.
Mr. Girl, you have my
I ain't mad at you. Hey, man, I don't want nothing old but some coins. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing old but some coins and something to drink. But whatever.
Crack it up, my goodness. Mr. Drew?
Yeah,
I wasn't making sure you was okay.
What's wrong with him?
I'm all right, baby. You know when I hear funny people, it just makes me laugh. That's all it is. You know, and you are all right with me. I've seen you around for many, many years, and a lot of people ask me about
you. We go way back. I remember that time you and me was what year was the group? 1954 or something like that, 53. And I had come down to the jail and bailed you out. You had been stealing and breaking people's houses.
What year was that?
Yeah, see that there again. You see what I'm talking about memory. See, I was trying to tell you about that, Tiago, about memory. And one of the first things you lose when you truly get old is your memory. And so evidently she's lost it. 'Cause that wasn't me.
No, I'm just messing with you, Groove. You know, on a real deal, me and Groove, we be out here on doing these shows. We run into people that know us, and we have a good time. You can really get down. I love Groove because he can dance real good, and, you know, he's funny, he's quick, and we have a good time. It's still room out here for old folk on the radio.
Yes, it is. We still do our thing
and everything. But hey, now Tiangelo, did I hear you say something about Kimora Lee then got a divorce already?
Yeah, they're Kimora Lee and I think his name is Deron. They are getting divorced after I think maybe 9 months of marriage, I think it is.
That's all?
No, they've been married more than 9 months.
Is it more than okay, let me pull that back up.
Is this the dark skinned boy that was on the Amistad? Real dark skinned boy?
Yes, this is Amistad. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think he was the one talking about Give Us Free. Is that him?
Give us Free. Mm-hmm. Give us free. Well, apparently, allegedly, what they're saying is Kimora Lee needed someone with a little bit more money. And since they've been together, he's only done one film, which pocketed him $500,000. And she needs a little bit more money in her pocket than $500,000 over the last, you know.
Probably trying to be getting too much free from her. Kimora ain't having that. Maybe she can give him one of them Kimora Lee Kiss Simmons credit cards she got. You know she got some new credit cards out on VH1. She be advertising her credit card. She might need to give him one because I'm not thinking Kimora ain't going to have that. No, not Kimora Lee Simmons. Didn't he be married to Russell Simmons? Yes.
That's the same one that was married to Russell. You know his boy ain't got no money. If he ain't got but $500,000, I don't even know why she went to the store with him.
Russell got big bucks.
Russell got his own picture on his money.
Well, they said they're headed to divorce because of the money issues. Russell's name was dropped when it was believed that his decision to stop funding his ex-wife's lavish lifestyle caused friction between the two couples, Kimora and Demond. So, because Russell's pulling the plug on funding her lifestyle, so the husband now can't keep up with it. So, I guess you guys are in agreement with this decision?
That's right. I am.
No, I'm not with nothing because anytime you, first of all, a man supposed to take care of a lady. You know, I like a dude, you know, take me out to someplace nice. You know, I like expensive restaurants. You know, like you can take me off in the Cocoa somewhere like that. You know,
you're in the Cocoa.
Yeah, Cocoa. You know, I like nice expensive things. can do that for me. I put four licks in me. You got to roll. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, buy me some nice ice fish for Monte or something. You know, expensive wine. You know, I got plates and everything.
Oh, wow.
You can't keep it at my level. You know, you got to keep it pushing. I'm with Kamora Lee. You know, it don't give us free. You got to get rolling. Go on, buy you what you take on that home. Go on. Where the motherland. Maybe the motherland got some.
You too. You guys are funny. Okay. Okay. So
but D'Angelo, he said take on a cocoa.
Right. Yeah. That was high end. Cocoa's is high end.
Yeah, that's high end. That's when you know you're high end. Cocoa.
What did you say, Adame?
No, they just know me when I roll up in there, you know what I'm saying? And if I really want to go somewhere, I'm going to spend a whole lot. I'm talking about just drop about $30, you know, then I go to, you know, I go to Friday's or somewhere like that. You know, that's really exclusive. That's high end right there, you know what I'm saying?
Friday's is exclusive.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about when you get the white napkins in your lap and everything, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's out of line.
Hey, Larry's
is just.
Hey, Groove,
Are you
dating anybody now?
You know what, Miss Ida Mae, baby, if you see me walking down the aisle with somebody, I'm at Vons. Or Walmart. Or Kmart or Target. That's the only aisle I'm going down. Yeah, there'll be a basket in front of me. No, I ain't the one, baby. I ain't dating nobody.
No,
where they want to go?
Wait a minute. How come you ain't dating nobody?
Nah, because I ain't got no money to be going to Coco's or Jockey Knee Box. I just feed myself. I go to McDonald's and get two of them cheeseburgers on the dollar menu and get me a large iced tea and call it a day.
T'Angelo, that's the reason right there. That's one of the reasons right there. That's why old people are seeing it now.
That's right.
Fixed income.
Yeah, I'm on fixed income. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm fixing the only thing what I got.
That's what it sounds like. You need to fix income. That's what you need to do.
It's fixed enough for me. Yes, if you want to go to Coco's and go to Fridays and all that, I ain't got time for that. I can go Monday through Friday. I can go to McDonald's.
Okay. To your separate corners.
Smoking endo.
Did you say smoking endo?
He sounds like he can smoke an endo or something. Hey, you need to lay off that Lipitor. You sound like you on some Lipitor or something. Something wrong with you.
Okay. Okay, so I was supposed to ask y'all about online dating, but I think y'all both said y'all don't want to go on the internet and find a date. That's what y'all said, right?
No, I told you the last dude was in prison, talking about he was in a gated community. I didn't know what the kind of gated community really was, but now I found out. So I'm cool on that. I like to say, meet me at the laundry mat. You know, let me at church. I want to go at a gospel, nice upstanding gospel house or somewhere where I know what he's doing.
All right. Well, that just truly be it all. Well, Mr. Groove and Adame, I want to thank you guys for chilling here at the Kicker Spot. Mr. Groove, I think you drinking, dog, because you really over there cracking yourself up.
I have myself a good time no matter where I go or who I'm with, T. That's what it's all about, son. Enjoy yourself and give God the glory, son. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, yes. Wonderful that we shall.
People are always drinking and giving God the glory. This ain't no communion now. You can't just be in the liquor store giving God glory, Groove. Well, whatever.
I ain't drinking no alcohol. I ain't had nothing but some of that old Perrier water. You don't know nothing about that because it costs more than a dollar.
You know, if you had the last one, you get the last word. Go ahead on. You got it, because it ain't no you can go there any water. He brings
okay.
his water bottle out of a water hole. We're talking about he drinking pure water. If you don't knock it off and shut up.
I'm really going at it.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know why she gets spicy too. This is what would happen when you get real old. That's spicy. That's
okay, children,
God,
children, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah, we're back now. We're back.
Welcome.
See, now, you can do that with your old friends, though, Keith. See, that's what it is. Me and
I
we don't have no problems whatsoever. Just talking about each other and everybody else too. That's what it's all.
Well, thank you guys so much for tugging on each other here at the Kicker Spot. This has truly been a lot of fun, and my stomach hurts. So,
hey, before you go, Groom, make sure you got your death certificate in your pocket, okay? Keep it like your driver's license when they pull you over, all right?
Yeah, well, I ain't even got to worry about that, sugar, because I'll be walking.
Well, Gil, thank you.
I got to go, y'all. I'm about to go to the strip club up here. My name about to come up. I got to go do some strip classes over here. But, hey, T'Angelo, thanks for having me on your show. You're so wonderful. And tell your mom, everybody, I said hi. It's beautiful having me on. I appreciate it, all right?
Thank you and my mother and family. They give you their love.
Yeah, and make sure you take the iron with you. Take an iron with you, Miss Adame. Get some of them wrinkles out. Take an iron with you and get some rain. Get iron some of them wrinkles out,
sugar. She got the wigs like a bomb.
I'm sorry?
Ask your mama if she got any wigs like a bomb.
Oh, I'll be sure to run that by her.
Yeah, holler at me.
Okay. Well, Mr. Groove, thank you as well for stopping by. And go ahead and let the listeners know your website so they can go ahead and check you out.
Yes, indeed. I sure will, T. Thanks for having me, though, man. I'll tell you the truth. You know what? I'm so proud of you. You come a long way, son. And, you know, I'm thankful for you doing what you're doing for our community and, you know, bringing information. You know what I mean?
And
bringing things that people need to hear.
He ain't going to give you no money. He's trying to get some money out of you. You better hang up quick off him. I'm talking about the community. He's trying to butter you up to get some money out of you. You better get on the phone with him.
I thought you was gone. I was going to stop by the club and bring you an iron so you can iron some of the wrinkles out.
Let me hang up. Hey, listen, I'm going to be careful. I got Verizon, but I know he over there talking on the minute, so you better hurry and get your point across real quick. But I'm going to call
you later. All right, baby. You be good now, Miss Adame. Take care of yourself, baby. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, go on, wipe yourself.
All right.
That's crazy.
All righty. Well,
thank
you again, Mr. Groove. You guys are great. You guys are awesome. And you guys definitely, we have had a blast here tonight. We've had Mr. Groove. We had Miss Adame. We had our boy Grant call in. And tonight was so much fun. Woo, hold on. I got to catch my second wind. I have a headache and my stomach hurts. And my stomach hurts, you guys. This has truly been a lot of fun. Carla B., thank you for swinging by and discussing entertainment news with us. You guys, I hope you were able to get your magazine ordered tonight. Again, if you haven't, go to tangelo.com, click the banner that says Dot Magazine, order here, and get your discounted Dot Magazine today, which will have your boy T'Angelo featured inside. And it was a great article. It's my first time being featured in a magazine, so that's truly awesome, and I'm so excited and blessed for the opportunity. Thank you to Dot Magazine for that. You guys, definitely be sure to check us out next week as we have another great show lined up for you. We have some music artists coming in. I think we have a music producer stopping by. Matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, I might try to get the homie G the Genius. That's the guy who put together my music that you guys have. Maybe we'll have him come on the show as well. Cross your fingers and let's see. Anyhow, you guys, this has truly been amazing. It has been awesome, and I have had a blast. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this train to a halt because as we do at the Kicker Spot, we just be living life to the fullest. Until next time, you guys, just live. Oh, and before I'm sorry. Real quick, before I go, I didn't even know, but Veronica just told me something. Sounds of Blackness will be on Carla B's show next week. I cannot believe she booked Sounds of Blackness. I so wanted Sounds of Blackness. I had talked to them on the red carpet of the NAACP Image Awards Gala, and I had wanted them on my show, and now she got them already. Let me tell you, Veronica, make sure I make a note to send an email to Carla to stop following behind me trying to take on my interviews. She think I don't see what she's up to, but I see her. But I see, Carla, no, I see you, girl. I see you. I see you. I do. Anyhow, Sounds of Blackness on Carla B's show next week, you guys. They are awesome. They're super cool. Definitely check out the show and get all the emails, all right, you guys? Until next time, live life to the fullest. I love you, and I'll see you real soon.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kick It Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no, okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.